議程二，就是關於這個關注公共交通服務的安全問題。這個議題就由司馬文先生和林德和先生提出的。咁首先就有請司馬文先生同埋林德和先生簡介呢個議題。咁啊，邊位去講 ？OK， 司馬文先生，唔該。
Okay, thank you for leaving it to me, Andrew. Hope you can pick it up after me then. Quite a number of accidents, and thank you for the Transport Department and the police for the overview of the accidents that have taken place. We can see franchise buses involved last year in accidents in our district for 75, taxis 96. Private light buses 52, green minibuses 16, and public light buses 2. So it's quite a number. Pok Fulham Road and Repulse Bay Road are the two most dangerous roads. Repulse Bay Road very much because it's very narrow, and Pok Fulham Road very much because people have such a different speed along that road. People stopping in a fast lane, people stopping at bus stops, and it's a very fast road in terms of its design, although it's officially 50k. We need really good action to make sure that our bus drivers are well trained to deal with these difficult situations so we can reduce the accidents. Can TD consider spot checks on the bus, minibus and taxi drivers and observe their driving behavior? And because the education campaign that is being proposed by TD is just, in my mind, insufficient. We really need to get our hands around enforcement, especially on our difficult roads in the southern districts. You're not fixing our mountain roads. They remain very dangerous. And you're not fixing Pok Fulham Road. So if you're not going to fix it, you better train the drivers how to cope with those very difficult roads, because we see a lot of accidents. And I'm sure the police will agree that we have dangerous road situations and that drivers need to be specially trained to cope with it safely. So I hope that we can get some comments from them on this.
好，跟住林德和議員補充。
咁就多謝主席。咁呢個議程，咁其實呢交通意外呢或者交通公共交通安全啦，咁去到意外先去跟進其實就好大鑊。咁頭先阿波都講過有幾單呢個致命交通意外啦，咁當然呢啲咁嘅嘢就一單都嫌多嘅。咁尤其是南區嚟講啦，咁可能薄扶林道啦，或者頭先啊 Repulse Bay 呢啲咁嘅地方呢，就好多彎好多車路，其實就好危險嘅。咁我哋睇返今日頭先你哋個答覆啦，政府嘅答覆其實就係有做過嘢嘅，即係我哋睇返個第三條就係 What actions have and will be taken by the Transport Department to improve road conditions。 咁咪有做到嘢嘅，喺個回覆就係呢個薄扶林水塘道出面係延長咗呢個雙黃線啊，或者加咗啲路牌嗰啲咁嘅嘢嘅。但係呢啲咁，其實呢個黑點呢，交通黑點其實都已經講咗好多年，特別係香港大學呢個 UCA 嗰班學生，其實都係成日投訴話佢哋過對面馬路去搭車，其實係好非常之危險。咁每一次你過到，其實都係僥倖嗰隻。咁其實係咁多嘅投訴，或者可能喺呢個區議會之前都講過，呢個係一個交通黑點，但係去到真係死咗人先至有呢啲咁嘅跟進。咁其實呢個代價或者呢個教訓會唔會真係太大呢？咁呢個就這個就當然就好慘啦。咁我亦都希望唔會再有呢啲咁嘅情況出現。咁我哋就想睇一睇，其實除咗呢個交通黑點之外，其實南區仲有冇其他交通黑點或者潛在嘅其他交通黑點呢？咁我睇返今日呢個會所有嘅 agenda， 咁似乎係好似係冇呢個其他交通黑點。咁點解冇呢？咁希望就相關部門解釋下，或者係有冇問過公眾，或者有冇問過議員呢，點解冇呢個交通黑點呢？咁都係嗰句呢，意外一單都嫌多嘅。咁第二就係頭先 Paul 都講過，就係呢個司機嘅駕駛安全意識嘅問題啦。咁大家都知其實智庫又好，薄扶林又好，咁呢啲咁嘅地方或者石排灣都好啦，咁其實都好依賴呢啲個公共交通工具，亦都冇鐵路啦，咁就特別關注呢啲司機個意識。咁其實大家都知道好多小巴司機呢，其實佢幾時有得收工，或者佢一日搵幾多錢，就好視乎佢揸幾多轉嘅啫。所以你會發現呢，某個鐘數呢，咁其實就會飛站啊、忽線啊、高速行駛，或者大家都互相不禮讓呢啲咁嘅情況嘅。所以我哋香港成日都聽有個 term 叫做亡命小巴呢個 term 啦，咁係的確非常之危險。咁其實阿波提到，咁呢個交通安全意識呢，其實就呢啲咁嘅理論呢，其實就考個車牌都知嘅。咁我相信其實所有司機都知，問題佢做唔做係另一樣嘢。所以都好想問返今日嘅相關代表，咁 你哋回覆就话有定期同啲唔知咩小巴公司嘅人去做一个教育啦。咁其实我都想问翻，其实呢个成效有冇嘅咧？即系我哋都好想了解一下，点样可以令到啲司机系遵守呢个交通安全，同埋佢知呢个意识，但系要确实做喺佢哋翻工嗰时做，究竟系可以点样提升到咧？咁多谢主席。
好。跟住就请有关部门回应，不过我都俾个温馨提示，因为今日时间有限，咁所以希望大家嘅回复同埋提问就再精简一啲，唔该晒。或者边一个部门想回应先 ？OK， 咁杨Sir先。
好，多谢主席。咁首先交通黑点快讲，其实交通黑点分两种，唔系警察定嘅，系运输署根据交通意外嘅数字去定。分兩種，一種就是有人受傷交通意外的交通黑點，第二就是導致死亡的交通意外的交通黑點。怎樣分呢？有人受傷交通意外，就是一年裏面如果發生六宗牽涉行人的交通意外，那呢就會被列作交通黑點。又或者一年裏面發生九宗交通意外，裏面有人受傷，簡單講，總之呢有六單嗨到行人的就是交通黑點啦，那個位。如果有九單車撞車嘅，而有人受傷嘅，車撞車有九個人受，即係九單都受傷嘅，又係交通黑點啊！呢個係交通意外交通黑點。好啦，導致身亡嘅交通意外黑點咧，就係五年入面如果發生咧兩單導致死亡交通意外，亦都係交通黑點啊！分兩類嘅。好啦，至於南區好巧合冇嘅，好彩冇嘅，係冇暫時喺而家運輸署係公布到2019第二季嘅數字係冇嘅，咁最近我都唔覺係我哋西區景區嘅啫，喺威利麻街嗰邊，即係咸魚欄嗰邊就有個交通黑點嘅，咁整個南區都冇交通黑點，咁就我回應係咁多啦。
好，跟住係運輸署嘅韓祖耀先生。
多謝書籍。就住專營巴士方面呢，其實照我哋所知呢，其實專營巴士公司都好著重嗰、那個司機嗰個駕駛態度啊、安全啊，即係不論係街上面嘅行人啊，或者係車上面嘅乘客呢，都會受影響嘅，因為如果佢揸得唔安全嘅話，咁所以呢喺呢個入職嘅時候呢，佢哋都會提供啲課程俾啲新加入嘅司機呢，去留意返嗰個駕駛安全啊。咁至於現有嗰啲司機又點呢？其實佢哋都會做一啲嘅復修課程啊，或者係矯正課程啊，去 refresh 佢哋，即係令到佢哋嗰個交通安全嗰意識咧更加強嘅。咁至於其他公共運輸方面呢，其實我哋定期咧都會透過唔同嘅宣傳咧去做嘅。咁至於頭先阿司馬文議員話：喂，我哋會唔會做呢啲嘅 spot check 呢？其實我哋都會嘅，盡量我哋都會出去睇睇有冇啲係。啲駕駛態度係差嘅，我哋會同佢跟進嘅，多謝。
好，跟住彭卓琪議員。
多謝主席。咁赤石區呢，咁交通意外嘅問題都好嚴重啦，因為得兩條路主要嘅幹道入去赤石㗎嘛。咁其實我比較關注就係提返一個嘅，佢可能剛剛就我哋即係警方提及過嗰個位置未構成一個黑點啦，但其實呢嗰度係不斷發生交通意外嘅。咁就係邊度呢？上個月有兩單嘅交通意外，一單就1月22號我都親臨咗現場㗎啦，係一間電單車同貨車嘅相撞。第二單就1月25號年初一巴士同私家車相撞。對於呢個1月22日嘅交通意外呢，嗰件事呢就發生咗喺石澳道嘅。咁石澳道嗰啲彎位呢，其實去過都知道啦，即係九曲十八彎，有時我哋都而家跟緊同路政啊同埋地政嗰邊去傾緊，有啲雜草啊要剪下，因為有時即係你掟彎嗰時你挨得左啲，你挨得右啲線定左啲線，就好視乎你個視野點樣睇嘅。咁有時呢一樣嘢又係需要跟進。但個重點就係話啦，喂，石澳道一帶呢就其實發生過呢，喺2019年咗喎，發生過61單喎，其中37單呢就有人受傷，一單呢就致命交通意外，咁呢個數字就警方俾我，咁即係平均每個月有5單嘅。其實呢個位置呢已經講咗好多好多次嘅，咁我知道可能過去亦都有啲議員係提出過嘅，咁所以呢一個位置希望未來有啲乜嘢具體嘅行動嘅 action plan 或者一啲嘅措施可以同我哋一齊溝通去做呢，因為好多嘅居民都話俾我聽，即係嗰個位置係成日發生意外，數字都睇到，多謝。
好，仲冇其他嘅议员係有提问有意见嘅？如果冇嘅，就请有关部门再次作出回应。好，杨Sir，唔该。
聽到嘅議員嗰個關注石好到，咁就嗱咁樣咧，因為主要我覺得有時喺嗰啲地方咧，除咗駕駛技術啊，即係駕駛技術喺嗰啲窄路咧，彎多窄路係有影響嘅，咁可能超速都係一個問題，咁我就會即係聯繫翻呢個港島總區交通部執行管制科嗰邊，因為佢有器材同埋受訓嘅人員咧，就係負責所謂影快相。即係捉快相，打雷射槍又好，影相機都好。咁所以我睇下，等我哋考慮下好唔好做多啲 operation 啦，即係做多啲超速嘅行動。但係希望大家都要關注到擺到相機位置嘅唔係咁多嘅，即係我哋其實有啲地方係要衡量過嗰個器材啊，或者人員安全嘅問題咧，先至可以做到擺快相嗰個位置嘅。咁亦都另外啦，就係人手方面啦。咁我哋盡我會反映翻俾嗰邊聽嘅，盡量我哋會去做多少少，希望做到阻嚇。多謝。
好，仲有冇部門有回應，或者有冇議員提問？如果冇嘅，彭卓奇議員。
多謝主席，好有仲一樣提一提嘅，咁當然都知道個執法咧係比較難嘅，咁我相信呢一個交通問題啦，其實喺我哋即係呢一個咁 specific， 我哋講緊嗰個道路安全問題喺我哋赤石區咧，當然都係非常嚴重。有時夜晚啊，好多嘅車咧，因為而家你知道有時夜晚可能車比較少啦，有啲車輛其實係窄線行嘅，咁我行過幾次，其實幾次我都撞到嘅，即係夜就係咁嘅。咁我明點解嘅，咁你始終條路本身窄。咁佢係挨油啲，咁就其實攞曬成條路我都見過嘅。咁我都投訴過幾次嘅。咁但係我唔知有冇跟進啦。但係呢一個我都要即係都要同警方或者你哋傾傾，究竟點樣執法？但係都明白阿楊Sir你個意見就話喂，其實真係好難擺位，即係你點樣揾咧？咁你都要 care 啲阿Sir嘅安全先㗎，係咪？係咪啲 gear 夠唔夠啊？係咪嗰樣嘢 ？OK， 多謝主席。
好，楊Sir請。
咁我要賣廣告，個E平台可能幫到你。即係如果我認識嘅，即係因為如果你譬如某啲人士咧見到佢哋窄線啊，或者呢個駕駛態度，應該佢係揸住架車跟住佢嘅，咁所以佢如果有卡 cam 嘅話咧，係好到不得了。正如我頭先所講啦，真係出嚟做一次證人啦，你整佢幾次，佢啲 Facebook 掟出去，真係啲人可能真係會檢點啲咧，即係大家幫手咯。咁當然啦，我哋巡邏方面啦，operation 啦 ，speeding operation， 我哋都會盡量要求交通部嗰邊盡量加翻啲，希望減少到啲意外數字啦。係咁多。
好，咁我都略做個總結。咁即係當然就好高興就聽到南區其實就冇一個所謂嘅交通黑點啦。咁但係都唔等於就係話路面上係冇意外嘅。咁即係頭先運輸署嗰邊都有講，就話一啲即係公共嘅交通工具，佢哋公司嗰度都有做一啲即係職工嘅培訓，加強佢哋安全意識。咁另外就即係其實路面上就唔單止淨係啲公營嘅汽車行㗎嘛，有啲有私人汽車咁樣，可能就運輸署雖然佢哋有做 spot check， 咁但係可能會唔會亦都可以加多少少，因為你永遠唔知聽日會唔會有啲咁樣嘅意外發生㗎嘛。咁我覺得最好嘅方法就係加強教育、加強宣傳嗰方面。咁另外亦都就請警署嗰邊就睇下會唔會真係好似頭先所講話，有一啲地方係可以再加設一啲譬如相機啊等等嘅，咁呢個我等警署嗰邊嘅回覆，唔該曬。